Okay, yesterday we discussed the issue, in the beginning of Shia, we discussed the issue of whether a shtar with one aid, with the kiyum of one aid, has any real meaning. And we were titled the Machlokes to Ritva and the Ketzais, if there's such a thing as a kiyum of a shtar with one aid. I see in the Rebbe Akiva Eiger, he says that if you have a shtar with two aidim signed on the shtar, and you're only Mekayim one, so the Kivega really bases it on Taisvis. Kivega says that shtar is good to be Mekayim v'shvur. If you say it in borrow money, and I bring a shtar, but I can only be Mekayim one signature, so the kiyum of that one signature is enough as if one aid came to Bezdin, and it could be Mekayim v'shvur. It seems clear from Rabbi Kivega, the way we learned, like the Ritva yesterday, that a kiyum of one signature is a kiyum. It's not pshat, it's not a kiyum, it is a kiyum. Even if it's a kiyum of one signature, it's a kiyum. Now that's connected to what we said yesterday. Let me tell you how Rabbi Kivega gets into this Gemara. The Gemara says that you should not sign your name on a piece of chaspa, on a piece of megilta, only a chaspa. You should never... Our Gemara is telling us a halacha, never sign your name on a piece of paper. Why not? Why shouldn't you sign your name on a piece of paper? What might go wrong? So as Rashi say, and Gemara really says, that what might happen? Someone's going to write a shtar that what? Someone's going to write a shtar that's going to cause me a loss. If I sign my name on a piece of paper... So I'm taking a risk for myself. I might cause myself a loss. What? Gemara's giving an identity. Gemara's just giving an identity, really. If I want, I could do it. Now I'm willing to take the chance. Can I give someone a blank check? Maybe someone to go to the store for me? I give him a blank check. I'll sign my name, and I trust them to fill in the thing. So am I allowed to do that?
Father
does all the time. Father does all the time, yeah. So that's a riot. That you're allowed to do it. So Agamar is saying that you're not supposed to do it. Agamar is saying it's an Eitz HaTaiva, don't do it. And is it a halacha that you're not allowed to do it? Aval HaMegilt Aloi, it says. To Shulchan Aruch has brought that. But it's Shulchan Aruch, you're not supposed to sign your name on a blank piece of paper. So from Agamar, it sounds like it's just an Eitz HaTaiva. Kidegar says he doesn't understand. I have a different reason why you shouldn't sign your name on a piece of paper. Because maybe someone's going to take the paper, write a shtar on top that Pliny owes him money. That'll be mafsid you. It'll be mafsid someone else. But write on top of that piece of paper a whole shtar that Pliny owes him money, and it'll bring that shtar into Bezdin. It'll be mafsid someone else. It'll be able to even claim the signature, because it's taki your signature. It'll compare it to other signatures, it'll be good. So what's our Gemara doing? Our Gemara is saying, don't sign your name on a piece of paper, it's Eitz HaTaiva, you might lose. What do you mean? Don't sign your name on a piece of paper, because it could be used to make other people lose. It could be used to make other people lose. What?
It could be used to say that someone else owes you money?
It's someone else owes someone else money. If you have a piece of paper with my signature, you could write that Yael owes you money on top. And you come into Bezdin and be told, hey, yeah, my signature. They'll compare my signature to a different style. They'll see it's a good signature.
But if they ask you, you'll say
no. So you'll hold on to it until I'm out of town, and you'll be Mekayim from a different style. Where's
the second
aid? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says the only thing is there's no second aid. Where's the second aid? What? We're going to get an aid to sign B'Sheker. He'll be the aid on himself. Well, then two Eidim can do that anytime. So Rabbi Vega says, the only thing you could say is that, where's he going to get a second aid? Where's he going to get a second aid? 1 minute. So Rabbi Vega, if you can tell me he could find a second aid, he can find two false Eidim, he can make a totally false star. We're trusting aid. But the subject of Rabbi Vega still, what he could do is, he could sign some fake name next to it. Just sign the Pliny Ben Pliny. And he'll bring it to Bezdin. And the second signature, he'll never ever be Mekayim. It's a fake signature. He'll be Mekayim one out of the two. But that'll be enough to be Mekayim Shmuel. Because if one out of two signatures is Mekoyim, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying you could be Mekayim Shmuel. So it turns out that if I sign my name at the bottom of a piece of paper, somebody else, some crooked fellow could come, write a whole shtar that Reuven owes him money, sign whatever he wants next to it, and the second signature will never be Mekoyim. But the first signature will be Mekoyim. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying, well, one signature is Mekoyim, that's enough to be Mekayim Shmuel. So why is our Gemara saying, don't sign your name at the bottom of a piece of paper? It's an Eitzah Taiva, because somebody might cause you a loss. If it's Eitzah Taiva, so if I'm willing to take the risk, I can do it. I'll say Eitzah Taiva, if I'm willing to take a risk, I can do it. But it's more than Eitzah Taiva. It's a problem in the Etzem HaInyan that he can be Mafsid Acherim. He can be Mafsid others. What? Yeah, people don't want to make a shvua. And anyway, you don't want to make shtaris to force people to make a shvua where it's not needed. We should tell you, never sign your name on a piece of paper because someone could use it to be mechayev someone a shvua for no reason. Zakhar b'chiva and kolshkein, for two people to sign their signatures in the bottom of a blank piece of paper, that should be unheard of. That's kolshkein, you could be mafsidah, that should be an isser mamish. Does anybody ever do it? I don't know if anybody ever does it. Rabbi Kivega writes, Tomani al Miniga Ailam. It seems it was the Minig that when a couple got engaged, the two Mechutanim signed a blank star. They signed their names on a blank star, and I guess to show that whatever they'll agree to, they're masking. Rabbi Kivega says it was the Minig 200 years ago. And when the couple got engaged, the two fathers signed the bottom of a blank star. And later, they would, I guess they would come, hopefully, to some peaceful agreement of what belongs on top. So Kivega says, it's matvi on the minig. Achar the minig is shalei kedin. Because it should be also to sign, not because you make yourself lose, which is Eitzah Taiva, so you make other people lose. So Kivega blives with the tzarechi. Okay, today I'd like to learn the two Taisasin, Vidafka and Hoitzi Olav. Taisas Vidafka goes on the case of Chaspa. The dinim of a shtar on Chaspa, which today would be a shtar on pencil, or a signature on pencil. So what's the din if someone comes with a shtar that's written all in pencil? We throw them out? Certainly, someone could tie the mezuzah. Taisus here says a chiddush. V'dafka achaspa, who had din aresha de megilta? First, Taisus says you could sign your name on top of a piece of paper because no one can forge that. What are you going to write above it? Nothing. Gedamer get pukkish, the reclamation needed. Frak Taisus, had the tanya perakami the kiddush. Kosav ala nai, or ayala cheres, bitchom ukudesh, esli, v'chen gabi sada. So it's a good star. So Taisus Kasha is, we see if you write a star on Cheres, that it's a good star. And for Taisus, Niradasik Reb Eliezer, Amar Eide Mesira Karti. Reb Eliezer's Shita is that the Eide Mesira make a star. No, I have to be Magdim. You all should know by now that there are two types of stars, right? Shtaraya, Shtar Kinyan. Two types of Shtar. Shtaraya and Shtar Kinyan. Shtaraya is like what? No? Shtaraya. A regular IOU? An IOU is a Shtaraya. It doesn't do anything. It's just a proof that there was a loan. Shtar Kinyan is a Shtar that does something. The typical case of Shtar Kinyan is a Gittin Kiddushin, a Shtar Get or a Shtar Kiddushin. Where the actual giving of the get is pail something. It causes that they're no longer married. Shtar Kedushin causes that they are married. Shtar Mechira. If I sell you a house, if I write that Besi Mechura Loch Bishtar Zu, and I sell you the house by giving you the shtar, so it's also Mechura. It's the giving of the shtar itself is pail. It's pail something. That's a Shtar Kinyan. By Shtar Kinyan, There's a machlokes. What makes the shtar kenya work? A de misira karti. A de misira make it work. Karti means the lashon of a get, kairis. Is the a de misira that does it, or is it the a de chasima karti that make it work? Now, if you know by a chuppah, when you give a ksuba, every ksuba has a de chasima. The minig is in the yeshiva circles that the Eidim watch the giving over of the ksuba. Whatever reason that's done, that's Eidim Mesira. When Makbid, Rav Aaron was Makbid to have Eidim Mesira on the giving of a ksuba. That's why in the yeshiva velt, that's their Makbid to do. So you have Eidim watch the Mesira Saksuba. That's Eidim Mesira. They don't have to be the same Eidim as the Chasima, they're usually not the same. So you have Eidim Chasima and Eidim Mesira. Which are the main Eidim? Machleks Rav Elazar Rameir. Rav Elazar holds Eidim Mesira Karti. Eidim Mesira are the ones that make it happen. Rameya holds Eidim Chasima Karti. Now, Taisa says, Da'asik Rav Eliezer Da'amar Eidim Mesira Karti. Lu Rameya, Kivin Eidim Chasima Karti Eloi Mahani, Al-Dabash Yachol Ez Da'if, Kedamah Parag Beis Degin, and Kaisim Lay Ala Naya, Bechachon Machshir. Mefarsh Begemara, Man Chachamin. Who holds you could ride it on Cheres? Rav Eliezer. Even though the Gemara says Rav Elazar said Cheres is good only for Gittin, what does he mean only by Gittin? Hachi Perusha. Ela begittin udekavasayu dahaynu shtarei she'ein oimdin l'raya. Tais's words shtarei she'ein oimdin l'raya means shtarei kenyan. Kagai. Aisa she'ein yasi ela liknais by isha besade ken gittin shasuin of isha legarish by. What is Taisa saying? That a shtar kinyan could be written on chasva, like Rav Elazar. Afa pi shiachol hashtar shakinyan lohaya l'raya. Even though once you use it for a shtar kinyan, of course it could be used for a raya. Gam a get yachol lohaya, that's the same as a get, which is a shtar kinyan, and it works for a raya. So what is Taisa saying? That when could you write a shtar on chasva, on cheres? Only if it's a shtar kinyan. And Le Reb Eliezer. That's what Taisa says. So the shtar achaspa or a shtar in pencil is no good for a shtar raya. So it's no raya, but it's good for a shtar kinyan Le Reb Eliezer. The Ran in Gittin also says that a shtar kinyan could be written achaspa. But he says it l'kuli alma, not only that Rebbe Eliezer, like everybody. For shtar raya, it's taka no good. But for shtar kinyan, even if you write a shtar kinyan in pencil on chaspa, it's still a good shtar kinyan, like everybody. It's a little hard to understand why Taisus has to say it after Rebbe Eliezer, except that he has a mashmaisa gemara. But in svara, it should be good like anybody, a shtar kinyan. There's a machlokes tzais nesivus on the side of the din of this tzais, and they argue, I believe, in a number of places. I'll try to mention one which is maybe a little easier to illustrate the din that I want to bring out. As you know, Chazal talk about a shtar that says that Yosef ben Shimon owes money. Some mazel, the Yosef ben Shimon is always used as the example of the most common name. So the Gemara says, if you have a shtar that Yosef ben Shimon from New York City, this in the city, owes money, and in that city there are two people named Yosef ben Shimon, so what happens to the shtar? Huh? Came on from anybody. You go to one Yosef ben Shimon, he says it's the other one. You go to the other one, he says it's the first one. So shtar that just says Yosef ben Shimon, and there are two Yosef ben Shimons in town, is not a good shtar. The Rambam says, Shnei Yosef ben Shimon ba'ir, if you have two Yosef ben Shimons in town, ein mitziyin shtar al echad mehem. You can't take out your shtar against any of them, ela be'edim, unless you have the witnesses. Let's say the witnesses come and they say, When we said Yosef ben Shimon, we mean the one who lives on 56th Street. They say we mean this one. So then, of course, it's good. Right? If you bring Edim that say which Yosef ben Shimon you're talking about, then of course it's good. But if you don't bring Edim, then it's no. It's Loshna Ramba. Same it's in Shtar al Echameyam, Elabay. Correct the Magid Mishnah 1 minute. Hey, my tzion shtar al echad mehem ala be'edim. If you bring edim, then it becomes a good shtar. If you bring edim, it becomes a good shtar. Is that what the Rambam is saying? What does it mean? Ein mitzien shtar lechem elo be'edim. I mean, if you have two edim that say that this Yosef owes plenty of money, of course he has to pay. That's the problem I'm saying. Ein mitzien shtar lechem elo be'edim. What does that mean? Elo be'edim. Once you have edim, then it becomes a good shtar. Then it becomes a good shtar. That's what it sounds like for the Rambam. But once I bring the edim and they say which Yosef they meant, it's good. Frek the Magid Mishnah, why? A shtar should need to be muchach mitaychai. Muchach mitaychai means muchach, recognizable mitaychai. The shtar itself should be recognizable what it's talking about. So, if Edom come, how does that make it into a good shtar? What? Oh, so Edom could be mechayim, but that's a double pashat. Of course, if two Edom say he owes money. The Rambam says, "Emet yishtar ela be'edim." Ela be'edim means the shtar becomes good. Zok the Magid Mishnah elomai, the shtar taka is good. When the edim show up and they say they identify which Yosef ben Shimon, we'll add into the bottom of the shtar which one they're talking about. We'll add the grandfather's name, Yosef ben Shimon ben Yaakov. We'll add the grandfather's name. If they're the same grandfather, we'll add their address. So the Magid Mishnah will add something into the shtar, and it is a good shtar. That's what it says in Magid Mishnah. So the concise Simen Mem Tes Ois Dalit says he doesn't understand. Since when could you add things to a shtar after the Edom signed? You can't add things into a shtar after the Edom signed. You know, if you ever buy a chasna, they Ksuba signed the Ksuba and they forgot to write something in. So you have to redo the Ksuba. You can't add it after signatures. You can't add something into a shtar after the Edom signed already. That's not a kosher shtar. So the Ktzais has a tzarech in, says he doesn't understand the Magid Mishnah. How can you add later? Ktzais says this is a shtar that's not mochach mitaycha, it shouldn't be a shtar. Nesivis disagrees. Nesivis says, what are you talking about? It is a good shtar. It is a good shtar. It was always a good shtar. It was a good shtar. The two witnesses, it said the name of the Malva, it said the name of the Laiva. There's a side problem of a lack of adequate identification. That's just, as I think, a problem. It's a side problem, this business of Eimuchet Metaychai. And if you could fix it, you fix it.
So you have to any shtar, find that the names match up exactly.
Any shtar where the names match up, the Nesiva says, the Pshat and the Magid Mishnah is really a Magid Mishnah, that as long as all Dine Shtar are there, it's just missing Muchach Metaychai, you make it be Muchach Metaychai, you add something to identify the people. What's the Lekudas HaMachlaikis here? Machlaikis is, if you have a shtar that's not muchach mitaychai, that from the shtar you can't tell what's going on, you have a shtar that's not muchach mitaychai. Question is pshat that it's not a shtar? The Ktzais learned it's not a shtar. One of the definitions of shtar is that it has to be muchach mitaychai. You have to know what's going on from it. The shita of the Ktzais is a shtar that's not muchach mitaychai, it's a gatzim, not a shtar. You can't fix it later. Because when you fix it, you're making it a shtar. You can't make it a shtar later. The Sivis holds, a shtar that's not muchach mitaychai is a shtar. It is a shtar. It's just missing in the requirements of a shtar. So it's missing that in order to be used, it's missing something. So you have to fill that in. But a shtar it is. Now what they're arguing about a Yosef ben Shimon shtar is l'chayra should be exactly the same by a shtar achaspa. When you have a shtar on chaspa, what does that mean? I have a shtar written in pencil. I bring it into Bez, and Bez laughs at me. What kind of shtar is this? According to the Ktzais, this shtar is zero. Nothing. You rip it up, you throw it out, it helps me nothing. It's not a shtar. Shtar achaspa is a shtar that's not muchach mitaychai. From this paper, you know nothing. Because if it's written in pencil, it could be it was written for $10, and someone erased it and wrote in $100,000. Shtar written in pencil is nothing. That's the shita sakzais. The shita of the nesivis is that a shtar that's written on chaspa, it is a shtar. It's a shtar. It's just a shtar we have to be suspicious of. What would happen if you have a shtar written in pencil, which again is a shtar chaspa, and the witnesses come and they say, we know nothing was changed. This is the original shtar, the way it was originally written. This is it. This is the shtar. What would happen in such a case? The Nesivis would say, and he says it beferish, that it's a good shtar. If Edim are going to come and say that this shtar is the way it was originally written, it's a good shtar, you come on from the Lekuchas. It's not the way we want shtaris. We don't want pencil shtaris. We don't want chaspa shtaris, and we don't want Yezim Mishim shtaris. But if that's the way it is, so if you have it in front of you, if you can prove it's good, it's legit, then it's a good shtar. The Ktzais disagrees. The Ktzais holds that a shtar achaspa is nothing. It's nothing at all.
It's exactly the same thing that's good for shem shtar of it's achaspa.
Maybe it could be mechalik, but we find the Ktzais and the Sidus arguing about the same nekuda, achaspa. In Simen Mem Beis, the Ktzais and the Sidus argue mamish about this, about a shtar achaspa, that the Ktzais holds that it's namuchach metaychai, it's nothing. And the Nesivis writes, he doesn't know why the Ktzais says it's nothing. He says nothing. If Edim tell me that it's a good shtar, so it's something. It's a shtar, it's just a shtar that we're suspicious of. Shtar that you're suspicious of, you have to, just like you have to mekayim the signatures, if it's in pencil, you have to mekayim the whole shtar. But it's a shtar. So this is seems to be a machlokes between Ktzais and Nesivis about a shtar she'einai muchach mitaychai, a shtar that you cannot prove from the guf hashtar. You need a zaitika thing in order to make it usable. Is that called a shtar or not? This is the dispute between the Ktzais and Nesivis. Now the shach in Mem Beis Beis, the one which I mentioned to you yesterday, the Shach says that, I think the Rishash brings it down here, Bekitzer. It's a long Shach. I know some of you looked at it inside, it's very long. If I told you to look in the Rishash, he writes this, Hashach Kosav, and in one line he says what the Shach writes. The Shach writes, Lahalocha, when you use a Shtar Kinyan Achaspa, which is kosher. Right, we pass in like the Ran and Gittin, that a shtar kinyan that's written on chaspa is a kosher shtar. That if you use a shtar kinyan that's written on chaspa, afterwards you could use it as a shtar raya also. Lashon of the Rishash. Rishash brings it on a marsha, which the Shach brings, but he says, Rishash, simim, and beis, kot beis, yishuv kushasa, he comes to answer a certain kasha, the Rav Leza, ikka lamechish gamma chaspa, dilma yichtav sadai mechuralach, bechula. It means, and I'll use this as a shtarai. So the Shach writes, that once you use it as a shtar kinyan, you use it afterwards as a shtarai. It's like the Ktsais and the Sivis. You write a shtar in pencil, a chaspa, use it as a shtar kini, like Taisa says, and afterwards you use a rai. That seems to be like Nasivis. The Ktsais taka is matmiya on the shach. And the Sivis answers the Kilashitasa. But it appears that they have a machloikis in this nakuda. Now, so this is a basic machlaikis. It's it comes down to when we started the sugi of shtarais and yitches on the base. I told you that there's a concept of a din shtar, a certain thing the Torah called shtar. We had four pshatim and how it fits in, but there's something called shtar which has certain kaiches. What they're arguing about is what is the definition of this din shtar. Tzai says if it's not muchach metoichai, it doesn't get this title shtar. It could be a raya, it's in pencil, whatever raya it may or may not be. It doesn't get a kayach hashtar. And the Sivas says that it does get a kayach hashtar. An interesting Mordechai writes in Gittin that lulei de mistafina, he says, if not that I'm afraid that, everyone will disagree with me. I would say, if you have a get, and you forget to fill in the name of the husband, you forget to fill in the name of the wife, and you give the get, it's a kosher get. Which sounds absurd. A get, you forget to write the name of the husband, you forget to write the name of the wife, it's kosher. He says, look, if the Edom come, and they say this get was given by this man to this woman, he says it should be kosher. Just like by Yosef and Shimon. Just like when you have two Yosef and Shimons in town. And we just said that if the shtar says Yosef and Shimon, and we don't know which one it is, and Edom come and they say, we know it's the one from 56th Street. So that becomes a good shtar. So to Mordechai, what's the difference? What's the difference? The shtar says Yosef ben Shimon, and we don't know who Yosef ben Shimon is. Or the shtar says no name. May not give me enough. What's the difference? Okay, machina. So the Mordechai asked this, that maybe it should be kosher without any names. But the answer is, that to have a Shem shtar, there's some minimal requirement. We paskin, of course, that a shtar needs Shtar Kedushin, Shtar Gerushin needs the names of the people there, and you need a name. It doesn't have it's not called a shtar. If it's not Muchach Mitaycha, is one thing, but if it's not a shtar, it's not a shtar. If it doesn't have their names, the Kayach of Shem Shtar is something which it needs. You have to have a Shem Shtar in order for it to have a Kayach Shtar.
You see, it's as if you have nothing.
What?
Right,
and
Shimon is as if you have no name.
So he's saying it's not as if you have no name. It's missing Muchach Metaychai, but the name is there. It has a Tzura of a Shtar. Yeah. There's a similar Dizur of Baruch Ber in Gittin. Baruch Ber, who talks about this Chaspa. I told you, this Tosfos about Chaspa is in Kedushin, Daftes, and Gittin. Actually, in two places in Gittin. Gittin main Daf Chabez, mostly, and Chaspa Sabbatim. It's in four or five places in Shas. But Baruch Ber there brings that if you hold the Shtar Kinyan Achaspa is good, like the Ran, the way we paskin, Shtar Kinyan is good Achaspa. So maybe he brings Yeshayim, he doesn't say there. Some who said that a Shtar Kinyan and the Edom forgot to sign should also be good. Let's say I have a Shtar Kinyan. They didn't forget to sign, but it was handed over in front of A. So Baruch Ber says there are those who argue that that should be good. That should be a good, it should be a good shtar. Because what's the difference if I have Edom signed on a chaspa or I have no Edom at all? So Baruch Ber says that Reb Chaim said that that's a toast. Reb Chaim said it's not so. To have a tsuras ashtar, you must have Edom signing it. If you don't have Edom signing it, it's not a shtar. Edom say Edis, they say Edis. To be a shtar, you have to have signatures. Even though the signatures are in pencil, what kind of signatures are they? They're on chaspa, they can be erased. Chaim says no. The Torah created a concept of shtar. Rambam said the Rabbanah created it, but there's a concept of shtar. A shtar has to have a tzura of a shtar. It has to have witnesses, signatures, has to have the name of the mechayiv and the name of the mischayiv, and it has to have everybody. It has to have all the components of a shtar. If it's not muchach b'taycha, you need edim to say it's good. But those yeshayimrim that want to say that a shtar with edim forgot to sign is a shtar are wrong. Because a shtar that edim forgot to sign is a piece of paper. It has to have tzuras ashtar. If it has signatures, that's a shtar. If it doesn't have signatures, it's not a shtar. You're on a ksuba at a chasana. The ksubas that we use, basically, you know, people get married, they say, which ksuba should I buy? It's basically only one nusra of ksuba. It's not like Tanoim where there are many different nusrais. A ksuba, alright, there's a ksuba for a first marriage and a ksuba for a bula or for a grusha. But there's one nusach ksuba. There's one thing in a ksuba which is different in different ksubas. The ksubas we use have two signatures, the two witnesses. There are some ksubas that you'll see occasionally. I saw in Eretz Yisrael, somebody showed me recently his ksuba there from Eretz Yisrael. It had on the bottom, after the whole ksuba, it said La Yeser Sa'is Ba Chasn Al Achsun. La Yeser Sa'is means there's an extra thing. The Chasn signs it also, and the Chasn signs. The funny thing about the Shtares is that La Yeser Sa'is Ba Chasn Al Achsun is abbreviated. Usually, most people don't know what it means. Lamed Yud, how does it called? Lamed Yud Sin Beis. I think it's Gam Gimel. Hey, you know, ches, hey, ches. It's like, now you can know what it means, I guess. But they have in the bottom that the chosn signs it to. You know, why should the chosn have to sign the ksuba? You have two witnesses signing a ksuba. Why need a chosn? I saw Rabbi Kiva Eger, Chashimishbat, Tzuma Samach Tes. Kiva Eger brings a tshuvas teres chayim that says that since a ksuba lasts a long time, you know, people get married, they hope to live 50, 60, 70 years together. Usually, the Eidei HaKsuba are older than the chasm. You have a chasm who's 25 years old, and they get two 40-year-olds to sign, so the chasm is zeicher to live till he's 80, so once he dies, you're going to have to find the two Eidim who are 15 years older than him, so if you're lucky, they're 95 years old. You can find them if they still have enough brains to recognize their signature, you know. So, but most of the time, you can't get them. So Kibbega brings that the minig is to have the chasn sign. So if you can't find the Eidim, you'll work with the chasn signature. And he brings this in Siman Samach Tes, because the Shulchan Aruch there talks about a shtar that has exactly this. The Shulchan Aruch is not talking about a ksuba. It's talking about a regular shtar with two Eidim sign, and then the Baldover signs also. So you can rely on the signature of the Baldover, even if you're not Mekayim, the signature of the Eidim. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that it has a din shtar that you can manayim from Lekuchis, even though you are not Mekayim, the Eidim signatures. You're Mekayim only the signature of the Chasn, or the Baldover. And now you come on in from Lekuchas, even though the Edom signatures were not Makoyim. But that's similar to what we're talking all along. So he's not doing a B'Torah's Eid. Taka, his signature doesn't work B'Torah's Eid. But it works B'Torah, Saitzi Olof Ksav Yadei Shulchayiv. Normally, if I write a paper, an IOU that I sign you money, rather than I owe you money, that's good enough that I have to pay. But it's not good enough to take from Lekuchas. My Ksav Yad is good enough to be Mechayiv me, but not to get from Lekuchas. Shulchan Aruch says that if you have two Eidim, plus the ksav yad of the Baal Dover, and you're only mekayim the ksav yad of the Baal Dover, still, that's a good enough shtar to manai from Lukuchas.
If when you mekayim the chesimus of Edom, so we say that that's like yeah. The Edom saying Edus, yeah, so if, over here it's like Hadas Baldin.
It's Hadas Baldin, but is that enough to take away from Lukuchas? It has to have a din shtar. But you're right, it does have a din shtar.
With the shtar, with chesimus of Edom, and you can't find the Edom, but the Baldin
is Maida. You're right, it's the same thing. If the Baal Dover signed it, then that gives it a din shtar, even though the Edim are not, can verify the Edim. It's similar to a shtar that's not Mochiv Metaychai. The shtar itself, we can't prove that it's a good shtar. But the Baal Dover is being minded that it's a good shtar. What we're saying now, from this Sifrei Shulchan Aruch, is if the Baal Dover is minded it's a good shtar, then you come on Eifel Lekuchas, it has a din shtar. Chayre will be the same thing with a shtar achaspa. Maybe you can argue about chayre. If you have a shtar achaspa, the Baal Dover is might, it's good. Chayre will be exactly the same thing. It is the same thing. Either he signed it or he just says, I might, it's good. Chayre will be a good enough shtar to manai. This all fits within the sivis. It all fits in the sivis that a shtar achaspa has a shem shtar. So, Akoponim, these are the two ways to learn. Nesivis seems more mistaver, or maybe I shouldn't say it's more mistaver. It seems to be the opinion of more paiskin. It fits in better with a lot of things to say it is a shtar. It just needs a kiyum. It just needs aidim to say it's good. It fits in better with many things. It fits in better. It's a shtar kinyan. It could be used as a shtar. It is a shtar. The ktsais is holds that it's not a shtar. In svara, the truth is maybe you can hear the ktsais. A shtar in pencils, then das heißt nicht kein shtar. Shtar that could be forged. Svara, you can hear it. But if you say it's good for a shtar kinyan, it's more, it fits better with the nesivis to say it has a shem shtar, just you have to be sure that it wasn't forged. If you can be sure it's not forged, even in pencil it's good. So, kapana, we have a chalukei dayis on such a shtar, which is in pencil. But it has a shem shtar b'chlal. When not, the ktsais holds has no dine shtar. If you have Edom, you should rely on the Edom, but you're not relying on the Shtar. And the Sivas holds it as a Shtar. Okay, next test. Haitzi Olav Ksav Yadai. New Inyan. Inyan of Ksav Yadai. Okay, what's the case here? New thing. We've been talking about Shtaris all along, which is Edom. Here we have a new thing. An IOU that has a signature. Someone comes over to you and he says, here's my Yomi money. So the Gemara says you come on in, but only from Bnei Chayre, not from Mishubad. Pasak Rif, Rabbi Noalfis, that's the Rif. Davka Kishayim Allah Hadam, Layadvar Biyad. Aval Neman Ulaima Parati. Ulaim Latsi Amalai Shtacha Biyadi Maybai. Elam Shtach Shesh Beyadim, the Gaiba Chasim Mishubad. This Rif is a tremendous Chiddush. You come to me with an IOU, and I say I paid. Am I Neman? This is a simple case. It's like it's the riff and the re. We're going to have to understand the riff. Because if you learn Taisis, the re sounds a 1,000,000% right. And the riff sounds like a pella. Ain't there a little rain in Yitzhak? Me nine lays a chilik. He savar the bechal shtar in the regal of flight. She has lay a shtar. What does that mean? I give you an IOU that I owe you. You give me $100. I write out an IOU. I sign it. I give it to you. You come later to Bezdin. You say, here, I have proof you owe me money. I say, I paid. Logically, what should be? Svara. Svara. Are there any two ways to look at it? Svara should be that, of course I have to pay. You have an IOU. I say I paid. If I would have paid, I would have gotten the IOU back. Right? If I pay somebody, either I get a shiver, a receipt, or I get the IOU back. So the re sounds very mistaver. What's pshat in the riff? And the Rambam says the same thing as the Rif. Rambam and Rif hold, you hear such a thing, that if you have an IOU against me, I could say parati. If I say, lo yihayu devar mi'aylam, I'm not believing, you have proof. But if I say parati, finish.
That's what we did when you write an IOU, you know.
But if I give you an IOU, and later I come to pay, isn't it mistavra, I wouldn't pay you unless I got the shtar back? Why, if they are Aiden, do I have to give the shtar back more than if it's just a ksavya? Is it not official if I give you an ayu signed by me? Is that any less official than an Aiden? Why? What's enough kamina? I mean, look, I be mishubadim. There's enough kamina, but the etzem law. I have proof.
Signing an ayu. Who saw it happen? Who can prove it happened? Because
he
would be a
Muslim,
you're trying to get
him. I think he's Muslim. The one with the shtar, the chayr, is the one who's in the driver's seat. If I have a shtar that you owe me money, that you signed, you have to pay me. That's logical. Roshach has a piece in which he explains the riff, which is otherwise a pella. Pashtos. The Roshach is gebayt on Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim is in the Grach al Hashas, in the Sechta Shavuos Daf Mem Aleph. Chaim says an incredible thing. Bashtacha b'yadi, my boy. You have to use your seichel here a little bit. Just to understand Shtacha b'yadi, my boy. I have a shtar. Let's talk now about a shtar signed by Aiden. Okay? A normal shtar, not the artisus. I have a shtar, witness a sign, that I lent you $100 a year ago. And I come to Bezin with the shtar, and you say you paid. Why aren't you believed? I show Bezin the shtar, you say you paid. Why don't you believe that you paid? Say parati, it's after this man I paid. Why don't you believe say parati? It's not a hard question. Shtar chabiyadi, my boy, how come I still have the shtar? What does that mean? That means if I pay you, I would take the shtar back. If I pay you, why would I take the shtar back? So otherwise you're going to collect again. Why could you collect again? I'll say parati. The answer is you have proof because you still have the shtar. But how is that proof? Maybe I paid you without taking it. Because nobody pays without taking it. But why doesn't anybody pay without taking it? Which is the cause and which is the result? Reb Chaim says he doesn't understand which is. There are two things, right? Right. We have two things that everybody knows about Dinei Mamonos. Anybody knows anything? He knows that that there's a kind of shtar chabiyadi, my boy. Right? That's one thing. Shtar chabiyadi, my boy, which means if I have a shtar, I come on out. Right? But you got to be shtar. Okay? And that's one thing which is true. Okay? And if you have a shtar, you come on out for me. Right? That's for sure. There's another thing that if I pay, I would take the shtar back. Right? That okay, if I say parati, anybody who pays would take a shot. And therefore parati is not believed. Okay, we say shtar biyadi kamani on the shtar, which means parati is not believed, right? Parati is not ne'eman. Right. Parati, you're not believed that the other person has a shtar. You have an assumption that anybody who pays takes a shtar. If I would pay you, I would always take a shtar back. So the meilah is a tiny shtar chabiyadi, my boy. Which one of these two is the cause and which one's the result? We say anybody, if I pay you, I'm going to make sure to take the shtar back. Why would I make sure to take the shtar back? You know why? Because otherwise, I won't be believed to say parati. If I don't take the shtar back, I won't be believed to say parati. makes sense. Why won't I be believed to say Parati? Why am I not believed to say Parati? Because if I would have paid, I would have taken the shtar. You see, you could start with either one, say this is because of this, or this is because of this. You could say somebody who pays always takes a shtar. Why? Because he's afraid, otherwise he won't be able to say Parati. Now, why won't he believe to say Parati? Because we say, if you would have paid, you would have taken the shtar. Right? Each one makes sense. Right? It makes sense. This is true because of this, this is true because of this. Frekt Reb Chaim, 1 minute. If I change both of these, then you won't have any kasha. If I change both of these, let's try this. I'm going to change this, and I'm going to say, Hapireya Eina Yinaita L'shtar. So it doesn't take a shtar. Parati is Nemo. Let's say I would have a Gemara that says Parati is Neman, and Eina Gaiba Bishtar, and that Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy, is not a time. If I change both, then it makes sense too. Parati is believed. Why is Parati believed? Because someone who pays doesn't take the Shtar. You say, what do you mean? Why would someone who pays not take the Shtar? I'll tell you why someone who pays doesn't take the Shtar. Because he's Neman to say Parati. Understand? These two concepts, that someone who pays takes a shtar, and they're not able to say parati, are totally zebizeh. You can't change one without the other. But if you change both, then it also makes sense. If you say the one who pays doesn't take a shtar, why doesn't he take a shtar? Because parati is neman. Why should he take a shtar? If you change both, then it also makes sense. Frekt Reb Chaim, how did the Gemara know which way to go? How does the Gemara know to say, Shtarcha b'yadi, my boy, if Parati is not believed? Because you're going to take the Shtar. Maybe we'll tell people don't take the Shtar. Now Parati is believed. The logic could go both ways. Why? How are you going to be able to prove?
If I have the star, you can kind of rock you. How am I ever going to prove that you didn't pay?
You're going to be stuck. You're right. And therefore.
That could never be.
It wouldn't be practical. Logically, it could be.
We couldn't allow that to happen.
Shai, the assumption of the proof, the assumption of everything.
Shtar's assumption that it was true the day it was signed, whatever it says is true. What happened later? What you mean to say is the shtar will be useless. If we go with this, the shtar will be, it'll be useful to prove it happened, but not useful for Parat. So Reb Chaim's Mechadesh is that the reason Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy, works is taka because it's like they made it tonight, Bishast alone. If I give you a shtar, when you lend me money, it's ki'ilu, I made it tonight, that kol zman you have the shtar, you're believed to say parati. You're believed, and I'm not believed to say parati, you're believed to say that I didn't pay. Reb Chaim's chiddush is that this is not all totally in svara. It's not shtar chabiyadi, my boy, is a svara. It could have gone either way, I'll be svara. It's a takana, the way we set up loans. It's ki'ilu, they made it tonight. The reason Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy, works is because when I borrow money, it's ki'ilu I'm saying, I won't pay unless I take the Shtar back. It's a Tanai in the loan. And Reb Chaim brings us the Lashon of Rambam. The Rambam's Lashon is, if you borrow money with a Shtar, it's like you said, Al Tifreini Elevayim. Don't pay me back unless you get the Shtar back or you have witnesses. You won't be believed to say Parat. It's a Tanai. It's not a Svarim. Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy, is not a svar. It's a Tanai b'shas d'lo. Minister Chaim is a chiddush. Pashit Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy, is a Tanai. It's human nature. When you pay, you get the shtar back. Reb Chaim is saying, no. Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy, it's Tanai at the time of the loan that I'm not making the loan only on the condition that you'll get the shtar back when you pay. Memela, he says, the riff is good. Why does the Rish say that shtarcha biyadi, my boy, is only on a shtar that has witnesses? Why? Because a shtar that has witnesses, it's ki'ilu, I said at the time of the loan, that don't pay me back unless you take it back. That's a shtar that has witnesses. A shtar that has a ksav yad, it just has the signature of the liver. There's no such thing. It's not made with Eidim. It's not like you set off the frame of Eidim. So the Rif holds that that's different. If you go with this mahalach, that it's not a svar, it's just a takon of the way we set things up, then it makes more sense to be mechalak as the Rif is mechalak. Maybe this is the way Rav Shach explains the Tosfos, based on Rav Chaim's svara. I think if you want to look at the Rav Chaim inside, it's a short piece, Shavuos Daf Mem Aleph. This whole logic that I tried to draw on the board, it's written in the Reb Chaim in three lines in the parentheses in the first paragraph. Maybe, I'm sure it'll be clearer to you from there. The Grach Al Hashash was that. Okay, I have some housekeeping things to talk to you about. It appears that next month we're going to be learning the third parak. My goal had been to finish the second parak to finish the Mishnah Chaf Beis by the end of next week, and then finish the parak next month. It appears official, but it seems we're learning the next parak next month. We have, today is Tuesday, so we have left Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We have 6 or 7 shiurim left. It's up to you. My machshava was to try. It may help for your hasmada to try to speed it up a little. I would choose something to speak out on every amid, but not to go into every nekuda of the amid, and to try to speed it up to finish the parakim, the second parak. I don't know if we'll quite finish, but we'll get close. Or we can continue the way we are, the way we're going, which we'd finish the chav beis, maybe chav beis amid beis. So really, I need your instruction, what you would prefer. The choice is, if we're going to move more quickly, I'm not going to give a daf yomi shiur. What I'll do is, we'll cover a whole sugya. For example, the bottom of the summit, the main thing is Eid Nasadayim. Eid Vadayim and Starf. Instead of speaking about other nekudas in the sugya, I would speak out just what the main nekuda of the sugya is, and we would cover a big piece of Gemara each year. Now, of course, that requires that you prepare and you be ahead of me. Two things about a daf yomi. One is that it moves without speaking out anything. The other thing is that the people that come usually are unprepared. So I want neither. We'll move, but I'd still like to spend most of this year speaking out the Mefarshim and the Gemara. But, so I think by a raise of hands, those that would prefer to move a little more quickly, those that prefer to continue the way it's going now, I think what we're going to do is move a little more quickly. And I'm not going to finish the parak in 6 or 7 shiurim, but I'm going to move a little more quickly, which means that for tomorrow's shiur, we certainly better finish the yamid. The first ma'isa is a very easy ma'isa. There's a second akuda, so you better turn the page for tomorrow, okay? At least to the two dots on the fourth, fifth line of the yamid beis. The second akuda is, I'd like to try something for next man. I'm a little frustrated by the fact that many of you, most of the people I'm talking about this are not here today by definition, but people tend to take a day off every week and come in late. Everyone pretty much said they could be here by 10 every day. About probably half the guys are not here by 10. I'd like to try something for the next man, which I know would, by definition, cut down on the size of the class in the first place. But the question is, if it'll be tayelis for those who are here. And if it works, so we could try it for next year. There's obviously a chasaron in hasmada. I don't mean a chasaron in hasmada compared to the ideal. I mean a chasaron in hasmada compared to what you guys yourselves want. Because I go around the class, and everybody tells me they're going to be here before 10. And what I'd like to do is set up a system for next man. We'll try it from Pesach to Shavuos, where anybody who's not here by 10 o'clock shouldn't come to, I don't mean here, I mean in the Beis Medrash sitting. Someone will take attendance, and whoever's not here by 10 shouldn't come to shir. And if you don't come to shir, you should make that a permanent system. Previous years, I pretty much, we had a thing, we mechazek ourselves from Pesach to Shavuos. You guys remember, you signed, actually signed something to commit yourself to show up every day from Pesach to Shavuos. And if you're not here by 10, to not be here at all. Now, what I really should do, what I really want to do, I don't have enough guts, is to have the same thing regarding being here for Mincha. That, again, I don't mean it to chepper anybody. I just mean, you know, if someone tells me that, you know, he has a different shir, a different seder, you know, that's one thing. But, you know, really, that the guy should commit to be here by 10 every day, or else not to be. I don't mean excuses ahina hair, I mean bottom line. You know, you work for AT&T, you check in, you punch a clock. Either you're there, you're not there. You know, you can have all the stories in the world. You know, if you're not there, you know, you get fired. Except that day, you have to be there by 9, not by 10. We won't desire him to say 10. But, you know, to fast the Merubah like to fast them. But anybody who's not... Now, if you want to be here by 10, it's not enough to walk into the building at 10. I'm talking about to be sitting with your pants touching the wood of the seat by 10 o'clock with people in the pants at the time. And I'm not doing it to punish anybody. I just mean it as something that could be a chizuk. Shavuos is Kabbalah Sefer. Try to be mechazik. I really would like to do it with Mincha too. The guy should commit to try it. See it. Maybe it's not so bad for Pesach to Shavuos to actually be around time for Second Seder. You know, I suspect that we'll be left with minyan for sure in this year. I suspect that guys who have no cholam of doing it, if you try it, you'll be happy. I'd like very much to try it for next man. There's a week left to this man, a week and a few days. You know, if there's any feedback, so tell me. But certainly, the people who've been in and out all this man, you know, people disappeared, so I figured they're not in share, and then suddenly they reappear. And some people had things that, you know, took up their time, but people have appeared, disappeared, reappeared. It's a difficult thing. You know, the people who disappear and reappear, I don't prefer they disappear. I'm not looking to push anybody away. I prefer they come every day. But people can't come every day. It causes a weakness to everybody else. So I like the guy. We should try to be mechazik ourselves. I'm really not angry at anybody, not looking to push anybody away. I'm just looking to make things work better. You know, the guys who can't show up regularly, I should have a special shiur for them. A different time, and I'll also show up whenever I have time, and we can have a shir that works that way. You know, shiduchim, you tell people you're in my shir, just in the other shir will be on the, you know, at a different time, and you know, we'll wait half this month to decide what time, like Bayim will decide when it should be, and then we'll decide which masechta til Shavuos, but you can be officially in the shir. But no, this is really what I'd like to do, and I'm not metoich, I'm not angry at anybody, I'm not upset at anybody. Just to be able to make things work. So this is what I would like to do. Those of you who have chavrusas where it's not working out, but your chavrusa is a good friend of yours, you really have to find a chavrusa that's going to show up and you'll be able to learn with. There's one thing is to have friends, and another thing is to have a chavrusa. Chavrusa, it could be a friend. If he's your friend and you tell him, look, it's not working out, I can get a better chavrusa, you'll do it. It's ridiculous to have a chavrusa who's not here. I mean, you could be a chavrusa and just have a different chavrusa also. But no, I don't mean it. Guys tell me that he's going to be angry at me. He doesn't come. He comes twice a week. It's not a mahalo. Yeah, the chavrusa is good for you. If you need someone to blame it on, you come over to me. I'm willing to say that I'm forcing it, you know, to be the bad guy. It's, you know, people who say, no, next man will be different. It's not a mahalo. It's got to be, you know, you have to have a chavrusa that shows up and that does things. So I'd like, you know, from Pesach to Shavuos to give it a shot. If it works, we could try it for next year. And you see, June, I'm almost miyayish on. But I think if it works from Pesach to Shavuos afterwards, maybe it'll work too. But, right, give me the feedback. And those who need chavrusas really should work on it. Okay, so Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, please, we're going to spend time in Eid Dayan. Be prepared.